This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I'm this big bad guy because I questioned Sandy Hook when they're admitting chemical attacks on children were fake in the BBC today. And so many other cases. I mean, we should question everything. But he's on this high horse. What does his daughter, I want to call her black, white, just a beautiful young lady. What does she call it when her stepfather says that black people are apes? And that they're Planet of the Apes. And again, Joe's the one up there pontificating up on this royal high horse about how good he is and how great he is. Yeah, there's Joe's daughter. So, yesterday I noticed the comments, because I went and checked the comments of the video last night on Infowars.com and Newswars.com, and some were like, oh, Jones, don't say he's not a racist. He doesn't have a black daughter. Why? You don't know that. So I spent like 20 minutes this morning searching. I found it. And once I did, I found the Facebook, the Instagram, all of it. And it's just crazy. So here's how this works. You defend the establishment. We then judge you by the establishment's gauge. I don't think Joe's done anything wrong. I get his joke. Because Joe says we're all simian in a way, which we are. So he's not actually doing that. But according to your gods of Silicon Valley, dude, you're a really bad person that shouldn't be on the air. I'm not saying take you off the air. I'm just saying, Job, I've got six more rounds in the cylinder of stuff just as bad or worse. Like I told you, I'm going to start laying it out every couple of days, another one. Because you judge me, I'm going to judge you. Here's the clip I'm talking about him on the podcast, talking about blacks being apes.
Planet of the Apes, man. We're going to go see Planet of the Apes. So I look on the iPhone app, and it says, okay, take me to this one. And the guy goes, okay. I go, is that in a good neighborhood? He's like, oh, yeah. Guy barely speaks English. He takes us there. We get out, and we're giggling. Oh, we're going to see Planet of the Apes. We walk into Planet of the Apes. We walked into Africa, dude. We walked in the door, and there was no white people. There was no white people.
So Joe Rogan is just saying that, and Red Band laughs, and Joey Diaz stays out. I mean, can you imagine if I said black people are apes? Oh, Joe Rogan, 24 hours in, no coverage, it's okay.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals and the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Stand up and be counted for what you are about to receive. The dealers will give you everything you need. Hold on to the good times. About to see 1776. Children have a great future. I'm so blessed to put it all on the line for them. The cards are down. Matt Bracken, great patriot, best-selling author, Navy SEAL, counterterrorism expert, is taking over. But as negative as things are when you're at the tip of the spear, remember that when we're grinding through the enemy like a giant juggernaut with our razor blade plows, it stinks and blood splattering, and we're getting shot at, and some people are rolling over the side. But let me tell you, behind us is a swath of destruction and victory. People 20 years ago accused me of being negative, 10 years ago. But about 4 or 5 years ago, people said, why the hell are you so positive? Because I just look at the real world and tell you what I see, and I see victory. I don't see victory for everybody. But for human souls awakening and activating of every skin color and every region, but love God, I see explosive awakening. That's why you see the enemies going from being arrogant, which was great before. They didn't know what we were doing. We're like sneaking around loading the munitions politically. These guys don't even know what's going on yet. And then once the bomb breaches. So we are devastating the enemy. You are devastating them. And of course, they think they can take me and then to demonize me and crush me, and that you're so stupid you'll think my destruction is a defeat. Like Santa Ana thought destroying Colonel Travis and the 186 men would, like, make everybody lay down. It did the opposite. Do I want to die at the Alamo? Yes. Not my flesh. I don't want to die. I'm not suicidal, but give me a break. The jobs I've got, the wars I've got to fight, the total commitment. You think I'm worried about dying? You think I'm worried about being in prison or tortured? I'm not worried about anything but getting my metaphysical hands around your neck and strangling you until you're dead. That's all I want, and I will get it. You demons think you scare us? No! I'm scared of not destroying you because God will destroy me. I will get you. Make no mistake, last thing I do, you're dead. Period. Get ready. And it's that spirit they fear. You all have that spirit, and we will win. Nothing will stop us if you just realize that and never stop and thank God every day. You're not a Jack Dorsey. You're not a Sundar Pichai. That you don't come from slaves. Now, I'm going to stop right there and let Matt Bracken take over. But thank God you've got the fire of God in your eyes and you're not with the enemy. And people say, this is intense sounding. Murdering children and having governors talk about it on TV after they're born should create destruction. So I'm a wimp. And I'm not saying do this, but everyone knows what the real response to that governor is. And I'm not saying do it because you got to be wise as a serpent, peaceful as a dove. But the way I behave on air is just a shadow of the, what God wants. And I'm not saying even do that. All I'm telling you is, let these people dance around in front of us all day. Let them think they're in control. But get busy in the information war and realize they will be defeated in the end. And realize they are working around the clock to shut us down because they know there's a fire at InfoWars. With our guests and who we are and what we've done before. And yes, they're obsessed with bloodlines. They've run my bloodline. They are crapping their britches right now, ladies and gentlemen, because they fear you and they fear me and they fear Matt Bracken coming up. So I'm just going to tell you, it sounds so cheesy and so ridiculous, but it's the farmer's understanding of seeds. If you simply financially support us, you have a commitment from someone who cannot give up. There's a difference. Where won't give up. I can't give up. My only problem is that I get so out of control, I'm so angry, that like a race car driver blows the engine going to 15,000 RPMs. I don't pray for strength. I pray for God to hold me back. And I know you feel the same way, so I'm just telling you, you claim you're going to fight these big military wars with globalists. Let's not discuss that. If you won't fight the information war now, when we're 2 minutes to midnight, you'll never fight the real war if we get to that point. And unfortunately, we all know down the road we are. The planet is collapsing by design. Evil has been turned loose. You see a good response to it, and we're defeating the globalists. The EU's in trouble. The globalists are in trouble. But their counteroffensive is coming. And so I'll tell you again. If you'll just get your coffee from us, you'll drink it and go, my God, this is incredible. If you'll just get the protein bars from us, if you'll just get the toothpaste, it's the highest quality out there. If you'll just provision us, you have my commitment. Because I'm literally, it's like bloodstream. Like my brain's here, I'm ready to fight. You're the blood. And I'm just like, give me the blood, give me the blood, give me the oxygen. I need oxygen. I'm not mad at you. I'm literally jacked in. You understand? Like the more you energize me, the more I'll attack the enemy. And so whatever God's plan is, I'll do it. But I hate being fought to a standstill. I hate watching them lick their lips. I hate thinking, just you've done your tour, give up, go away. And if that's what people want, I'll do it. But they've beaten the hell out of us. I don't want to give the enemy good propaganda, but I can't lie. They fought us to a standstill after 25 years. And they're doing a lot of nasty stuff behind the scenes. Interesting. That doesn't make me scared or feel sorry for myself. The death threats and breaking into lawyers' offices and threatening to kill their kids, and I'm not supposed to get into all of it. It doesn't make me get scared. It makes me get mad that I'm not strong enough to them, and the people just knew how real this was. So, just get your protein bars, just get your coffee, just get your toothpaste with us. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, sign up, get the auto ship, cancel any time, and I know I've got the fuel like a jet bomber loaded with weapons. I've got the weapons. I've got the truth. You give us the money. You better believe that that's what they hate. They're trying to shut down every minute, trying to take our bank accounts. They took our sponsors. Everything they did made us stronger for this moment. But if I get the fuel, I will get in that aircraft, and I will go over those enemy bases, and I will metaphysically pull that lever. And with everything I've got, looking through those bomb sites, I will drop those bombs of truth right on their heads. You have my commitment. I'll drop them right down their chimneys, and I will smile when the jet blows up at the end of the run, and we're going down because it means my job's done. Don't want to die, but not worried about it, because the commitment is such a load. I don't fear death. I fear these pedophile bastards having their way, and I will not spiritually submit to them ever. But this is not just another radio show. It's not another thousand channels. It's not all that crap out there. This is the real resistance. This is where it starts. This is real. This is a response to governors on TV saying they're keeping babies alive and taking their organs. This is the response of a man or a hero. It's a response of somebody who isn't submitting to die, who isn't turning their babies over to be killed. I will no longer give in to Satan. I will no longer back down at any level to these people. Matt Bracken takes over the other side of this break. But they have crushed us down like a sun before it explodes. And I can see down the road where we're going. And I don't ever want to get up here and tell you that the enemy's winning. But if people don't get how serious this is, we're going to lose everything. Matt Bracken takes over the other side. And the war room, 3 o'clock Central. The damn Soros army prays you don't spread the link. So do it. Great job of the crew. I'll see you back tomorrow, Lord willing, on the Friday transmission.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So, discernment is a human intellect interfacing with the universe and God for divine intelligence. Let me tell you, it's the most pure intelligence you'll ever have. Interfacing with God is so powerful. I told you back in October that Trump would declare a national emergency, and that would be the sign that he was taking the proper action. CNBC now reporting. They're already announcing legal challenges. Trump will sign spending bill and declare, which is perfect. It doesn't let them stall the economy and blame him, a national emergency. Finally. Because Obama signed national emergencies that were unconstitutional in areas that weren't constitutional, like the border or national security, and use that to set up stay-behind networks that I have been enjoying the attacks from. It's now mainstream news. $2 billion, hundreds of millions against InfoWars or other alternative media. It has not been fun, let me tell you. But I'm very proud that I'm having to chew dirt with George Washington, get shot at by Hessians or redcoats. I've just got to be lied about and sued and attacked. So we'll have Matt Bracken take over, but this is a big deal. President Trump will sign spending legislation to prevent a government shutdown and declare a national emergency to build his proposed border wall. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell just said minutes ago, this will be a day long remembered. The president is now actually not engaged in some police state action. It is his duty. Not his right. It's his duty. When you've got giant caravans and 5 million coming, Gallup reports, and total attacks and UN programs, don't do what Europe did. Defend us or you are the enemy. We're being attacked. This isn't showmanship, folks. This is normal what men act like to rally people. And now Trump again, in the balance, he was doing some things that were wrong, some things that were right. This puts him into the right column again. And these evil courts will say that they have jurisdiction over him. There's three branches of government. All the lower courts have overridden this president, but then the higher court always unanimously goes with him because he goes with the law. And in a crisis, the president and the executive is king, as long as the people support him. If we had real leadership, and I don't want fascism or Pinochet helicopters, but my God, they're helicoptering our babies, killing them when they're already born. They are. They are literally sexualizing our children. I don't want to do this to these people, but I'm not going to stand by while they wage war on our unborn children and our born children and wait while they stage some false flag. So Matt's been waiting. I was already getting ready for another meeting. I was going to be listening to Matt, but Matt, this is a big deal, and this is, thank God, this is such good news. Mitch McConnell said it. I hope it's true. I've got about 98% probability now. How amazing is this, Matt Bracken? I mean, we're watching the real second battle. The first battle founded the nation. The Civil War was an interim, but this is really, the third battle for the future of the republic. We are living in incredible times.
Yeah, this is. There's a saying about choosing your battles. You know, you don't want to blow all your political capital on frivolous things or side issues, but this is the big show. The border is really the big one, and the optics are great. You know, Trump is a showman. He really understands media. How many times have they counted him out, going back to Billy Bush and before that even? But this is the optic that he can win. He can go down to the border where those caravans are aiming for the Arizona and Texas border, where there's no fence, And if, and he can make the case that it is an invasion. When you've got communists, you can call them NGOs, you have communists down in El Salvador, Nicaragua, Honduras.
UN-funded hardcore commies saying, we're coming to overthrow America. Declare enemies.
And they're not marching. You know, they show up in a town and they take pictures of them, you know, hoofing it around. But really, they're getting on buses now. And those buses are not cheap.
No, they're so mechanized. They're mechanized infantry.
Yeah, there's very, very deep pockets behind this. And people need to understand, right in the Constitution, I mean, it's in black and white. And I don't know what is going on with our talking heads on the networks. They go into deep esoteric new laws about the emergency laws, but right in the Constitution, Article 4, Section 4.
The president is in charge of it, baby.
Right, and shall protect each of them against invasion. So it says, the United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a Republican form of government, not a democracy, Peter Schiff was talking about in the last hour, and shall protect each of them against invasion. It doesn't say he may protect them if the communist government wishes it to be so, for example, Newsom in California. It says he shall protect each of them against invasion. Well, what happens when you have a communist government like Newsom?
Well, that's what I just said. Exactly. You don't. It's not a right. It's a duty. He will execute.
That's right. He shall protect each of them, not if the communist government of that state requests it. And it's very important for people to understand what's going on in California. You know, for the youngsters, in my lifetime, California produced Ronald Reagan. It had the referendum on paying nothing to illegal aliens, no school, no medical, nothing. And that was overturned by courts. But this is so clear-cut, defending the border. You know, we had forts built along the border. We've sent the army into Mexico many times. I mean, deep into Mexico. And this is a clear-cut of a case as it gets. And the media that says, oh, there's no crisis, it's time to call them out for what they are. They're Quisling traitors. They want to turn every state into California, or as I call it now, Calizuela. Because it's a very perfect ironclad socialist formula to take over a state, flood it with illegals. You know, they use motor voter. You go in California, they announce on billboards, on radio, hey, if you're not here legally, don't worry about it. Come on down and get your driver's license. And while you're there, we'll hand you a voter card. And don't mind about voter fraud because we've never investigated anybody for it. So right now, California is completely, you know, controlled by the socialists and their illegal alien minions. And that's what they're going to do in every other state if we don't put a stop to it. And it has to stop with the border being closed. As long as you've got, you know, tens of thousands of illegals marching in every month, and then, you know, a year later, their kids are in school, then they'll be called the next crop of dreamers. We're done. If we can't control the border, this country is done, because it's absolute fact that more than 80% of these third world immigrants will vote Democrat. They can't speak English. They don't know what the Constitution means. All they've heard is that in America, the streets are paved with gold and the government will just hand you a food card, that, you know, an EBT card that's going to be good for food, for housing, for medical, for your kids' school, for everything. All you've got to do is get to America and vote for the Democrats. And that's the end of our country, folks. And this is the fight to fight, right at the border, over the wall. And we'll be back on the other side of this and pick this up. I'm really thrilled to hear about the emergency. It's about time. We'll be seeing you in a minute.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that It lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. It's Matt Bracken. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Okay, it's pretty hard to top the energy level of Alex in the last couple hours. I mean, it's not everybody can do that without blowing a rod. I feel it inside, though. I do. I'm a little calmer. I don't want to, you know, bust up my microphones here. But I appreciate the spirit that drives the man. And if it wasn't for that spirit, There would be no InfoWars. There'd be no channel you're watching. There'd be no videos. There'd be no InfoWars store to keep it all going. So I really do appreciate it. And I try to pick up some of that energy. You know, I might not manifest it in quite exactly the same way, but that strength of that Alex is like a waterfall or a geyser at times. It's like a burning fire, and we should all feel some of that and pick some of that up, because it's a rare thing. It's a rare thing. You know, there's people with that kind of energy, but that don't have the platform. And the fact that the powers that be, that the left is trying so hard to shut down InfoWars and other alternative channels, just shows how much they fear us. Because honestly, socialism can't exist where there's a free market of ideas, because their ideas are so idiotic and obviously patently stupid. They can exist in a university because they've made that a monopoly of ideas, where alternate voices are essentially disallowed or kept underground because people are afraid to speak their mind. And it's increasingly extending into the corporate world. And you can even see it, for example, on the internet, in social media, when you see guys like Joe Rogan kissing up to Jack Dorsey, basically giving him a free pass and all but saying, look, I'm your boy, and you cover for me, and don't ban me, and I'll cover for you, and it's a huge suck up. I see it even on our side with the cruise ship conservatives, you know, the Conservatism Inc. guys that are putting out a conservative message, but they're really just catering to a clique. You know, to the some would call it controlled opposition, or the really mamby-pamby GOP elite type of a crowd, and that's not going to win. The controlled opposition is a loser strategy. That's like the Jews in the German ghettos that just said disobey the laws and everything will turn out well. It won't turn out well. At the individual level, you could compare it to what some people call the gray man strategy. You know, I'm just going to be camouflaged. I'm just going to pretend to go along and get along. But if everybody is the gray man, which I guess is like the exact bell-shaped opposite of Alex Jones, if everybody out there, you so-called conservatives, all try to be the gray man, do you know what that actually is? On a massive scale, that's called surrender. That means the left wins. We have to push back. We have to be the burr under the saddle. You know, we have to throw the caltrops in their path. Otherwise, they win. And if you doubt me, all you have to do is look at what used to be called the Golden State, the greatest state in the country, the richest, the best educational system, the best highways. In every way, the other states looked up to California. And now look at it. It's turning into a needle and feces strewn Venezuela. And you think that this bothers the Democrats, the Dem Sox, the Democratic Socialists? It does not bother them at all, because it assures absolute electoral supremacy forever. And they don't care if they rule the ruins. They don't care if down at street level, the streets are covered with human excrement and heroin needles. They don't care, because up at the 50th floor and at the ranches that you have to helicopter into, life is better than ever. You know, Silicon Valley is great for the millionaires and billionaires who are leftists, but they're essentially like feudal overlord leftists. So they don't care if where the middle class used to exist, there's now a flight from the state being replaced with, you know, with third world immigrants. They don't care. And not only do they not care, that's the plan for your state. So when your Democrat and weak Republican politicians aren't strong on the border, what they're saying is they're winking to each other and laughing at you and saying your state is the next California, Calizuela. And if Florida or Texas flips, to Democrat socialist. It's over. You know, in California, I put down some notes what the formula is. You know, once they get a control of Congress or the state legislature, they begin to gerrymander. This makes it harder and harder for any Republican coalition to exist with any kind of power. Then they pass things that are ridiculous on their face, but they've stood now for more than a decade. Motor voter, handing voter cards to illegal aliens and telling them at the same time, don't worry, nobody's ever been charged with voter fraud. We don't even have a voter fraud division in California. So if you happen to accidentally vote, nobody will come after you. Now they've upped it to something called vote harvesting, where they find out the registered Democrat voters that haven't voted and go to their house and basically, like union goons, strong arm them into filling out a ballot and then taking it in to be counted. Not Republicans, just Democrats. And when that isn't even enough, they'll just do Broward County style ballot stuffing, which is what they did in Orange County. When we went to bed at like 10 o'clock on election night, the Republican congressmen were winning in Orange County. By the next day, it was flipped. They had gained so many votes, corrupt, fraudulent votes, that they won in a Republican stronghold of Orange County. So essentially the difference between Broward County, Florida, and Orange County, California, was that Broward didn't pad it. They didn't have an estimate correctly enough that we need 80 or 100,000 false votes, that 60,000 won't be enough. Well, in Orange County, they had enough. And there, believe me, what they say, if when California catches a cold, that the whole country is going to get the flu. I forget how that saying goes, but this is the model for every state. We're going to see in 2020 massive, massive voter fraud. Once they get, if Trump is either thrown out of office or loses a re-election, we get a President Kamala Harris. We're going to see things that are going to make today look like the good old days. We'll see the Electoral College gone. You know, that'll be the next thing. The states are already volunteering that they're not going to abide by the electoral breakdown, that whoever wins the majority in their state will basically whoever wins the popular vote nationally, I mean, that their state will throw their electoral votes that way. So this is democracy, the mob rule taking over against the promise that every state will be guaranteed a Republican form of government. When you go all the way back to the 17th Amendment, like in 1912, the Senate wasn't supposed to be just another Congress. It was supposed to answer to the state government, not direct election. So you can see how step by step we've been morphing towards mob rule. The end of mob rule is Calizuela. And that's coming to every state in the country if we don't put a stop to it. And I'm really glad to see that the battle has been joined now, if it's, the news is correct, with the emergency and the border protection. That's what's coming, and that's the fight that's worth fighting. And we'll talk about it more on the other side of the break.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Matt Bracken.
Okay, while we're looking at those nice-looking books there, I forgot to mention, these two books, my last two novels, I put them on a free Kindle, Amazon Kindle free run for today, so you can go and get my last two novels. They're both, post-dystopian, the kind of realistic heroes, though. I don't like the typical guys that can speak 20 languages and parachute down the Kremlin's chimney. I don't write that kind of crap. I try to write stuff that has some good tricks, good lessons, and things that actual regular human beings could do. Yeah, I was thinking about something that happened last week. I was out at a friend's farm, and this is in Florida. I used to live in Virginia. And we met a neighbor down at the corner of the property line, just sort of like where the corner properties meet. And it was sort of random event, farmer going by on the tractor. Long conversation ensued as these things happen. And the fellow mentioned he was a Christian and he was looking forward to the rapture. He was an older guy, maybe, another 10 or 15 years older than me. And my friend across the fence from this new guy on the tractor said, you know, I hope I don't go up in the rapture. Personally, I don't know about the rapture thing, but these guys seem to be on board with that. My friend said, I hope I don't go up because there's too much work to be done down here. You know, the Lord's going to need some soldiers down here to take care of what's coming, because it is going to be a fight. I'm really glad to see that the president has joined the fight, declaring an emergency, fighting for the border. This is something that this is what you call a hill that's worth dying on. Some things aren't, but this is. And I don't care what the mainstream media says about it, and I don't care what judges say about it. If a federal judge says that the commander-in-chief of the United States is not allowed to defend the borders of the country from an invasion where thousands walk into the country every day and demographically overturn, without the will of the people, without consulting us, overturn our electoral system, as we've seen in Calizuela and happening now in other states. I mean, good Lord, who could have ever imagined Virginia turning Democrat? You drive around Northern Virginia, or as they call it, Yankee-occupied Northern Virginia, you know, above Richmond. You drive around Fairfax County, all you see is signs in Spanish and Korean. It's unbelievable. This has all been done with the knowledge of these Democrat quislings, and it's, you know, the same governor. He's just turned loose all the felons to vote. Do you think that heritage Americans, that actual, you know, been here for centuries Americans, are ever going to win in these states that have been invaded? No, they're not. They've been demographically conquered. And if we can't stop the flow, and at the border is the most important, if we can't stop the flow, this country's done. It won't matter what you do politically. Every state is going to be Calizuela. Then it's going to be on to abolishing the Electoral College, and it'll be a straight mobocracy, and that's just what the Democrats have planned for us. You know, probably everybody has seen the movie Idiocracy. If you haven't, I highly recommend that you watch it. But I have one difference. You know, I actually believe that the movie Idiocracy is coming true right before our eyes. But whereas in the movie, the president is a you know, ex-wrestler, porn star, moron named, Camacho. In reality, and they rely on a soldier who wakes up from a cryogenic experiment to, you know, guide them back to sanity. In reality, it's not a President Camacho. It's a president. You know, in the real Idiocracy, you have very smart and evil leaders who know exactly what they're doing and why they're doing it. They don't ever admit it publicly, but what they're doing, and this is the formula that I come back to, it's Dunning-Kruger plus Cloward-Piven equals the DemSoc strategy. Dunning-Kruger means you have so many people that are basically morons. When people are fairly dim and they don't get what they want, they get angry. They don't just get confused. They actually think, I should have it, damn it. I should have what I see on TV. And when they don't, they get angry. This is a pretty normal reaction. And what demagogues do, people that are very intelligent and they know better, they say, your anger is justified. The reason you're angry is because those scapegoats over there have taken what should be yours. In Germany, it was the Jews. Now it's white Christian men, conservatives. We're being set up for the next scapegoats. It's a very extremely evil strategy that they're pulling. And it's depending, for the time being, the Democrat policy on an intersectional identity alliance where you draw together all these disparate minority groups and you cobble them together into a coalition. But it's a very weak strategy going forward because it can only exist in a realm that's controlled by political correctness, where you're not allowed to say that it's evil to dress up, you know, a little six-year-old boy as a drag queen and have adult homosexual men putting dollars in his pants, where you're afraid to say it's evil, it's wrong, you know, to abort babies at the moment of birth. And if you do, the mainstream media, they won't say a word. They were a little bit worried about the blackface, but they don't give a damn at all about post-birth abortion, you know, fourth trimester abortion. This is pure evil. But when the string finally plays out, as Peter Schiff was talking about in the last hour, eventually the Democrats blow up the economy. The dollar is worthless. It's no more than a ruble, you know, inflated like Venezuelan bolivars. And the next thing is going to happen is a complete collapse of the EBT system. The country is going to go completely off the rails. At that point, political correctness goes out the window. And when political correctness is gone, this identity politics alliance is bound to fracture because, you know, Latinos and homosexuals and transsexuals, in the end, all of these splinter groups have nothing in common. Whereas the core heritage Americans, those of us who were born and raised, you know, in the America of days gone by, not saying it was perfect, but it was strong. And what our group has been doing, we've been studying this political situation, whereas you have idiots like AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, they are so stupid that they think that they can just, you know, like spin like a golden thread on a spinning wheel. They think that they can just spin trillions of dollars out of thin air. They're so ignorant. On the other hand, conservatives have been studying the rise and fall of empires and of economies. We know how communism comes to rise. We've understood and studied every revolution, the French Revolution, Bolshevik Revolution. We know that they can't succeed until we're disarmed. And that's not going to happen. We'll never allow them to disarm us. So they think that they're going to ride towards some kind of a socialist utopia, which we know always fails, but all they're going to get instead is a civil war. And I don't know about the left, but my friends have been buying weapons and training, buying ammunition and training. And there's a saying I like to repeat, those who don't know what zeroing a rifle means should not pick a fight with those who have and do understand what zeroing a rifle means. And people that do have zeroed rifles, eventually it's not going to be faculty lounge rules, the political correctness. It's going to be who's got the food, who's got the fuel, and who can deliver it. That's what's coming. So we need to harden our hearts. We need to gird for a long battle because it's coming. It may be next month or it may be, you know, after the 2020 elections, who knows? But I'm glad to see that the battle is now out in the open with President Trump taking care of the border finally. But we'll see. Time is going to tell. And that's it for me today. And we'll be back. I'll be back in 2 weeks, God willing, and frequent rise. Support Alex Jones and InfoWars, and let's keep going.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth.